If you didn't say the right things yesterday, then you produce seeds that you didn't want today.
Amen.
Your words are seed. And seeds are very powerful.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing when you think about a seed, how small it is? But he said it in the word. He said, I got this little tiny seed and it grows up into this great big mustard tree. Yeah. See, your words can produce greatly. Abundantly. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to expect the words that we say and we speak to produce abundantly. Not only in our lives, but if we believe for the lives we're going to touch.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're believing for.
Amen.
And it should be our most prized possession. Proverbs 18:21 in the NLT says this: the tongue can bring death or life.
Amen.
Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Did you get that? Life or death in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
Which one do you love? Do you love life? Then you'll speak life.
Amen.
I like those consequences.
Yes. Amen.
But the other side is also true.
Amen.
If you want to put out the negative and speak death, you're going to reap death.
Amen.
Oh, praise God for born-again believers who have confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
But he says in his word, he says, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. But the thief says, I am come, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
See, if he can't stop you from being born again, but he can steal from you, he can kill, and he can destroy you, he will.
Amen.
And there's a lot of Christians out there whose lives are in a mess.
Amen.
Because he's allowed to wreak havoc in their lives.
Amen.
Words are very important.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 12:33 and 35 in the NLT says this: a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good.
Amen.
If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. We brought us snakes. Now we know who he's talking to. He's not talking to believers there.
Amen.
Believers can listen too, but how can evil men like you speak with what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say.
Amen.
Whatever's in your heart,
yeah,
is going to determine what you say.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. I got to thinking about that. A good person produces good things from the treasury of his heart.
Yes.
The treasury. A treasury, you know, when somebody has a treasury, there's usually something in it.
Amen.
And when you think about a treasury, I think of abundance.
Amen.
Right. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, out of the good treasury. That means every born-again believer has a good treasury.
Right.
And you know how I know that? Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, when you become born again, praise God, your treasury is wiped out.
Amen.
You get to fall. All those bad things are wiped out. Amen. You're forgiven.
Yes.
You're a child of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You've got good treasure down there. Praise God.
Amen.
Now you got to keep building it up. Because
right.
The treasure you can build up. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Everybody ever seen their bank account increase?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can build it up. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit can help you. Glory to God.
Amen.
You can do that by putting the Word of God into practice by giving.
Amen.
Given, it shall be given unto you. You'll never lack when you're a Amen. Giver. I promise you that.
Amen. Amen.
You've got good treasure down in there, and it's producing. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart.
Amen.
And we know that, but I'll tell you what. Too many times Christians are still producing evil things. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, Jesus had some things to say about his words. And this is what Jesus said about his word. And I'm going to read it from John chapter 14, 10 through 14 in the New King James, and I'll read it out of another translation. It says this: Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. See, we need to learn to quit speaking on our own authority. Jesus didn't speak out of just because he wanted to say something. He only said what the Father wanted him to say. Let's read on. I'm getting ahead of myself. But the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
Amen.
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Ask anything in my name, I will do it. And the Father in me, he doeth the work. Now I want to read this out of the Message Bible. John 14, 10 through 14 in the Message says, Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. See, when we're just spatting off, just mere words, they're not any good. They're not producing. They're not mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. Did you hear that? I don't make up words. You know, there's a lot of people. Boy, you hear them talk. They know everything about what you're talking about when they know nothing. You ever run across people like that? They're so stuck on themselves. Their words are so important to them, but they're just mere words. They're not filled with any power because they're not his words. And there's a lot of Christians that way. They're not speaking his word. Their words are just mere words. Let's read on just a little bit. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Did you hear that? Every word you speak can be handcrafted by the Father to accomplish what he sent it forth to accomplish. As long as you're speaking his word and not your word. Believe me, I am in the Father and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing.
Amen.
On his way to the Father, he said he's going to give us the same work to do. But how did he do it? By speaking the Father's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? I've got to find my place again here. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it.
Amen.
This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says, and I am who it says I am.
Amen.
And whenever you do anything and whatever you say along those lines, praise God, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how the Father will be seen, for he is in the Son. I mean it. Whenever you request in this way, I'll do it. I'll do it. Whatever you request in that way, I'll do it. Speaking the word of the Father. Now, the devil understands that also.
Amen.
He wants to use your words against you. He understands the value of words. He understands the power in words. And we got a choice. The Bible says, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose
life.
He tells you what to choose.
Life.
We can't miss. You can't miss with the Word of God. It's final authority.
Amen.
Amen.
It'll produce after its time.
Yeah.
And he tells you what words to say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. But the devil understands it. So what he's trying to do is to get you not to speak the word of the Father, but to speak the word that he wants you to speak.
Amen.
And it'll work the same way it did for Jesus and his Father. If we're speaking the devil's words, what are we going to get?
Yeah.
We're going to get his works. Evil works.
Amen.
Works that bring you down. Works that bring you to poverty. Works that keep you sick.
Amen.
Will keep you sick.
Amen.
How many Christians, the first thing that happens to them when they get sick, they got to go out and tell everybody, oh, I'm sick. I've got the hummy grumbies or whatever it is. And they go about talking about what they have.
Amen.
And the Father says, but you don't have to have that.
Amen.
I've made provision for you.
Yes.
I've given you my word. All I want you to do is speak my word.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It'll change the situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, how long do I have to speak that way? I don't know. But what's the difference? As long as you're speaking his word, you're speaking life.
Amen.
Something's happening down on the inside of you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, and we have seen new ones come to the Lord. We need to get this word, like what I'm speaking today, down on the inside of them, so that they can realize that their words can change their situation.
Yeah.
We need to encourage them.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's important that we get them here for this meeting on Sunday evening.
Amen.
And then we got other things planned too. We're going to keep after these people until we get them in here where they can hear the word on a consistent basis.
Amen.
We want them to get the word, praise God. We want them to change their word. Because they're in a negative atmosphere. They're in a negative world.
Amen.
And we have been called to be their disciples.
Amen.
We've got what they need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The devil understands that. That's why he's fighting us so hard right now.
Amen.
He does not want us to get the word of God on the inside of these new believers.
Amen.
He wants to keep his hand on them right where they are.
Amen.
But I got news for him. He's already lost.
Yes.
They're already born again.
Yes.
And they're going to be victorious in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must constantly be inspecting our hearts with his word.
Yes.
Now we know who he's speaking to here. I'm going to read you Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 out of the New King James. It says this: beware, brethren. Who's he talking to? Is he talking to believers? Yeah, he calls them brethren. He's not talking to the world. He said, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Whoa. You're a believer and an evil heart of unbelief?
Amen.
We need to examine ourselves. An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another when you get around to it. No, exhort one another daily. All the time be exhorting one another. While it is called today, lest that any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Just because we have become born again, just because, praise God, we've heard his word and we've accepted him as Lord and Savior, doesn't mean we can stop there.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We are strangers in this land.
Amen.
Right.
And there is a God of this world, and it's the devil. And it's a negative world out there, and if we're not careful, the negative of this world can get a hold of us and cause us to fall into unbelief.
Right.
One of the things we've got to do as believers, we've got to constantly be on our knees praying. And one of the things I'm going to tell you we've got to pray for, and we've got to pray often. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our president, the leaders of Congress, and everyone involved in government.
Yes.
There are things coming against them. You know what? And you've got one people on one side, you've got another people on another side, and they're not working together anymore.
Right.
One's trying to bring the other one down.
Amen.
Now, I know a lot of people and a lot of Christians don't understand this because they're fault finders. God didn't call us to be fault finders.
Amen.
You see, because He took away our faults.
Amen.
And if we don't have any faults, we don't need to be out looking for faults in somebody else.
Amen.
But too many Christians are fault finders. And so they're looking at our president, who is a born-again believer, and he's a young Christian, making some mistakes. But who among us have never made a mistake?
Amen.
And when we were young, you made quite a few, didn't you?
Oh, amen.
But you know what? We had somebody to help us along.
Yes.
Amen.
To bring us around to the Word of God. And there are those looking at our president and looking at his past sins, which are no longer his. He's a new creature in Christ.
Right.
Those things that they're trying to bring up are B.C. before Christ.
Yes.
And we need to see him that way.
Amen.
We need to be praying for him that way. And not only that, the Bible also teaches us through David. Remember who David was?
Mm-hmm.
What God called David? A man after his own heart.
Right.
Did David sin?
Yeah.
Did David commit adultery?
Yes.
Yes, he did. You know, I know Christians that just have a hard time with that. They can't understand how God could do that. Well, I'll tell you why. Because God looked at David's heart. And God's looking at the heart.
Amen.
And we need to look at the heart too. And if we can't see the heart, praise God, I'll tell you what you do. You just pray the Word of God.
Amen.
And you expect the good things.
Amen.
We're going to change this nation.
Yes.
We believers have the authority. Remember what I said? You've got the most important thing you have is your words.
Amen.
We're going to change this nation by our words.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I didn't intend to say all that this morning, but I did anyway. It's all free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we don't want a hardened heart through the deceitfulness of sin. Mark 11:23 says, emphasizes the saying of the word three times as much as believing it. Again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I want you to notice it said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It did not say, faith comes by having heard the Word. If all you've done is heard the Word, then you don't have it yet. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing. That means it's an ongoing thing. You're constantly hearing the Word of God. And it may be the same word over and over and over again, but I'm telling you, it'll produce.
Yes.
No word of God will return unto him void.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what word will return void. Is when, well, I've heard that, Pastor. Tell me something new that I've never heard before. Well, you haven't heard it yet. And we don't want to get into that place where all we've done is heard the word. We need to be hearing the word. And the only way you're going to be hearing the word is to stay in the word for yourself.
Amen. That's right.
Meditate on it every day. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He emphasizes saying three times as much as believing. Again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you say the Word, you will keep your heart strong and keep unbelief from being able to enter it.
Amen.
Faith works by praying. That's part of our foundation scripture in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Is there any doubt? No. He says, you will have them. You shall have them. Will have, shall have. A very strong word in the Greek. It means it must come to pass. It will come to pass without fail. And then it says over in 1 John 5:14-15 in the NLT, I'll read. And it says, and we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are confident that he hears us when we ask anything that pleases him.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know we're pleasing him when we're asking? Because we're asking according to his will.
Yes.
the Word of God according to His will. If you want to know how to have your prayers answered every time, pray the Word of God.
Amen.
If you're praying your Word, it might not always work, because your Word may not always line up with the Word of God.
Amen.
But I'll promise you this, you can open up this Word and you can just begin to pray the Word and you're going to get results.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll give you a guarantee on that, because He said so in His Word.
Right.
And it's final authority.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Then 1 John 3:20 and 20 through 23 in the New King James says this: For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
Amen.
Notice it said that if our heart condemn us, the Holy Spirit's not condemning us.
Amen.
Now we know we have an accuser of the brethren.
Right.
But you don't have to listen to him.
That's right.
But if something gnaws at you down on the inside, well, you missed it. And your heart, and you know it, because you can sense it down here. When you miss it, the Bible says God is greater than our heart.
Amen.
He knows all things. So if our heart condemn us, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
Amen.
Well, what are we going to do about it if our heart's condemning us? We want to have confidence towards Him. And whatever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another, as He gave us commandments.
Yes.
See, if our heart's condemning us, that means there's something not right on the inside.
Amen.
That means we've stepped away from who we are in Christ.
Amen.
We've stepped away from our righteousness. We've stepped over into sin. And you know it. I know it when I miss it. When you said something you shouldn't have said, you know it right away, don't you? What are we supposed to do with that? Just let it linger there? Oh, I'll straighten it out sometime later. I'm in a hurry. No. You stop immediately. And if you're in front of friends, co-workers, stop right there. And say, I want you to forgive me. What for? They didn't even hear it. But you caught it down here. And God caught it. The Holy Spirit knows it. And you ask for forgiveness. And you get that heart straightened out right away. Hallelujah. And then you go on. Praise God. God doesn't want you to have any condemnation in your heart. If we got condemnation there, it's because we have been avoiding doing what God has been asking us to do and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. That we should believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another.
Amen.
Every step out of love is a step into unbelief.
Amen.
God says we don't have to walk that way. We can stay in love. In fact, He says He put the love of God down on the inside of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, just to remind you again, love is the force that makes faith work.
Amen. Amen.
I know, because I've experienced it, there are some people out there that are hard to love.
Amen.
Hello? Anybody ever met those kind of people? You need a little help, don't you? See, when we try to love them in our own strength, we fall flat on our face. But we don't have to, because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. Look down in there. Lord, I'm having problems loving this individual. I mean, they're doing all kinds of unlovely things. And the Lord knows that. Lord, but You said love them anyway. So I'm going to have to do this another way. I'm going to have to do it by faith. You put the love of God down on the inside of me to push my faith forward. So I'm just going to, by faith, love them. The only illustration I can think of that, and I'm not thinking of a personal one right now, but the one that always comes to my mind, because I sat in class there at Rhema, And I heard Brother Hagin talk about this one, and it really is the best illustration I can think of right now. He was in a ministry or something. He was traveling in the ministry at this time. And the pastor's wife came up to me and said, "I've got a problem." The problem was she hates her mother-in-law. And that was eating her, because she knew that she hated her mother-in-law. You know, her salvation in her mind was in question. You can't hate somebody. You know, and that would bother her. And Brother Hagin, and with him and the Holy Spirit, said to her, because he knew she didn't, but he helped her and played along with her a little bit, but he said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to say, "I hate my mother-in-law." Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've heard it before. And then I want you to know, let me know what's happening down on the inside of you. It was the Holy Spirit scratching at her. She said, "There's something scratching down there." And she began to realize, with his help, that she didn't hate her mother-in-law. And she was able to forgive her and go on.
Yeah. Praise God.
See, the Bible says that we are to forgive even as Christ in God forgave us.
Amen.
And we can do it.
Amen.
Because we've got every tool we need down on the inside of us to accomplish that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get excited about things like that, because there are things out there, and I've heard of things happening out there, and some people, "Well, I can never forgive that." Well, then, one of two things. They're not born again, or they're not allowing the Word of God to dwell in them richly. They're letting that evil heart of unbelief creep in. And they're walking in a situation, and they're not walking in love anymore. And fear has got a grip on them. That's the only reason I can think of to not walk in love. Why people don't walk in love is because they're fearful. And fear is not of God. It's of the enemy. Remember also 1 John 1:9. I'm going to read this out of the Passion Translation, and it says this: "But if we freely admit our sins when His light uncovers them," I like that. When His light uncovers them. I'm not going around looking for every little thing I've ever committed. I couldn't confess all my sins. In fact, I'll tell you what, Jesus never required that of us when we became born again. He didn't say, "Confess our sins." He said, "Confess me as Lord. And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved."
Yeah.
We needed to change lords. He knows our sins.
Amen.
He knows them better than we do. He can count them all up.
Amen.
But when we became born again, He forgot them all.
Yeah.
He put them in a sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't even remember them anymore. Why do we want to keep bringing them up?
Right.
So I get excited. If He uncovers something, though, He's doing it for a reason. Because it's hindering us in our love walk.
Amen.
And He wants to get that out of there so that we can continue in our love walk.
Amen.
When His light uncovers them, He will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive our sins because of Christ. And He will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
So if God said, if God reveals something, don't wait around. Get rid of it.
Amen.
Get rid of it. Because it'll stop your prayer life.
Amen.
It'll hinder your walk in faith.
Amen.
And then there's something else very important to remember. Remember, if we don't forgive, neither can God forgive us. That's pretty strong language, because the Bible says God forgave the world. That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, we're not talking about losing our salvation here. We're talking about when God's dealing with you about something that you're missing. See, we're believers here this morning. But we still have to deal with sin every day. We have to keep our thumb on sin with the Word of God and with the love of God that's down on inside of us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If we don't forgive, neither can God forgive us. It's not that God doesn't want to forgive us, but He can't. You know why? There's a real simple reason for it. I've told you this, but we're in a series, and so I'm going back and reviewing a little bit from previous teachings. The reason why God can't forgive us is because sin can't stand in His presence. And you can't stand in the presence of God if you're harboring sin in your life. And that sin is stopping you from being an effective witness. Is God concerned about these things? I believe He is. He just can't. Unforgiveness is sin, and sin cannot stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Let me just say this in conclusion. Because I believe with all of my heart, this Christmas season, we are going to let our light shine.
Amen. Yes.
But God wants us cleaned up and cleaned out.
Amen.
So that when we have an opportunity to speak for Him, there's nothing that'll hold back.
Amen.
And there's nothing that will stop the power of the Word of God going through to the one He's called us to speak to.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs, in closing, says this. Well, let me just say this. Put the Word of God in the deep treasures of your heart.
Amen.
Put it down in there so deep, praise God, that it's always down there and it'll always come up.
Amen.
It's got to be down there so deep in your heart, praise God, that no matter where the devil pokes at you, no matter what he tries to do, and he tries poking around and trying to get you to say something that's out of love, he can't, because the love of God is so rooted and grounded down in there that he pokes, all of a sudden, the Word comes out.
Amen.
And you know what? The Bible says that he'll flee from you and run from you in terror because you're speaking the Word of God.
Amen.
He's afraid of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But He's not afraid of you if you're not speaking the Word of God or if you don't know how to use the Word of God.
Amen.
If you're just doing it by rote and you haven't got it down in the deep treasures of your heart where it's not where it'll really work for you. Because when it gets down in there deep, it's got roots. Deep roots.
Yeah.
And it's gonna produce.
That's right.
And we know that because we can go to Mark chapter 4 and it talks about sowing the seed. Some fell on shallow ground, but some fell on good ground.
Amen.
And it produced. Hallelujah. And there's all kinds of things. We're not going into that teaching right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put the Word of God in the deep part, in the treasures of your heart. Proverbs says it this way. Proverbs 4:20 through 27. I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation as we close this morning. Pastor Carol, you can come to the piano. And it says this. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you. And pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being.